Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to go to Paris now, where it's day three of the Olympics. Today's action sees us competing in everything from rowing to boxing, and RTE's Damien O'Mara is in Paris and he joins me on the line. Daniel Whiffen, who's a serious Olympic medal prospect for us, is in the pool, I believe, in the 800 metre freestyle heat at La Défense Arena. How are things looking there at the moment, Damien?
Well, hi, morning to you, Annie. Firstly, and most importantly, he's about to get into the pool. The 800 metres freestyle heats are ongoing. Daniel has been drawn in heat four of four. We've just had the opening three heats, so they are about to introduce the swimmers for the fourth. So the eight fastest from the heats qualify for the final, and I think there would be no shadow of a doubt, or certainly a very strong expectation, that he will be amongst those. So the fastest times, it's running in around 7:44 minutes in terms of those who've, you know, won the heats that have gone so far. So it could be maybe 10 minutes or so before I think we'll know whether Daniel's there for certain. So they're just waiting for that fourth heat to get underway. But certainly the swimming is the story of the morning.
He's going to be, I think, in lane five for us there. He's competing in a number of events. Would this be considered one of his stronger events now of the Olympics?
Yeah, I think he's like this is the one that he would be most likely to medal in, or would be expected to medal in. He's entered for the men's 10K marathon swimming. He was very positive about the prospect of taking part in that, and then was slightly more non-committal the closer the Olympics rolled around. And then he's in the 1500 metres as well. So he is going to be a very, very strong medal hope there. Listen, you look at the form that he's brought into it in terms of the success he's had in the World Championships, both the 1500 and 800 metre World Championships in Doha last year. If he can carry that form, or sorry, earlier this year, I should say, if he can carry that form into Tokyo, then he certainly will be in the mix for medals, and certainly is amongst the favourites for a medal.
He's in the water there now. We can see he's in the top three. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next little while. We already had two other swimmers in the water this morning, Ellen Walsh and Danielle Hill. How did they get on?
Well, we woke up this morning with Mona McSharry qualified for an Olympic final, and we're here approaching lunchtime Parisian time with now two swimmers in an Olympic final tonight. So Ellen Walsh went in the second heat of the women's 400 metres individual medley. She finished fourth in a time of 4:39.97. So she qualifies for the final, which will take place at 7:30 Irish time. She's the seventh fastest qualifier overall. And then Danielle Hill in the pool a short time after that in heat three of the women's 100 metres backstroke, fourth in that heat. She's also qualified for the semi-finals, which will take place tonight. The 16 semi-finalists, and she is the 16th fastest of those qualifiers. So Ellen Walsh in a final tonight, in addition to Mona McSharry. So certainly the pool, the La Défense Arena, is where the stories are coming from over the course of the morning, and where the expectation is going to grow over the course of the evening.
And it's an incredible story with Mona McSharry, isn't it? Like, this is someone who is very open about falling out of love with swimming, but hit a mindset reset and has gone again. And like that performance last night, like second fastest in the semi-finals. She's a real prospect tonight for silver, is she?
Yeah, well, I think she is. See, the difficulty you have with all of these things is that, like, she tonight has the world record holder Lily King of the USA, and the South African Olympic record holder Tatiana Smith are both in the final as well. And listen, on the times that have been swum so far, and the fact that Mona swam the second fastest time of her career to qualify for the semis, and then swam the fastest time of her career to qualify for the final. Certainly on paper, she's the second fastest qualifier. She's in the mix. You have to factor in what gear is everyone in relative to everyone else, if that makes sense. So, you know, you look at how much capacity do some of the others have to improve, and how close to Mona's potential capacity is she at? She's so relaxed. Like, it's funny, I remember listening back to her interviews from Tokyo, and she spoke about lining up for the final in Tokyo, and she said mentally she was fine, but her body was shaken, and her body knew this is the most monumental thing you're ever going to take part in. She's obviously here 3 years later, as you've alluded to. I think the place of swimming in her life has changed considerably, and she was so relaxed in the interview she's done with Paul O'Flynn. And do you know what? Like, Jessie Barr, who's competed for Ireland in the athletics, is here with us, and she's works as a sports psychologist, and she's, you know, we're here picking her brain about the minds of these elite athletes, those of us who, you know, those who do, those who can't talk about it. And, you know, she's talking about the comfort that the athletes will get out of the preparation they've done, the support structures that are in place around the village. And simply all you have to worry about is that whatever period of time it's going to be that you're in the pool, safe in the knowledge that you're so well prepared
for. Yeah, it's great. It's lovely to see with Mona McSherry. She's got the mind, body, the heart. It's all there now, hopefully, for her at 8:25 tonight. She will be competing in that final. Also in the rowing, Damien, Margaret Creeman and Aoife Casey are in the AB semi-final for Ireland after a strong performance this morning also.
Yeah, so they were in the repechage this morning. They won that in a time of 7 minutes, 11.38 seconds, 5 seconds clear, comfortably beat the Canadian team who came home second. So they qualify for the semi-finals. That's after great results for three of the Irish crews yesterday in the rowing. So Margaret and Aoife firmly back in the mix for that after advancing to the semis.
It's great to see him. We're keeping an eye here on Daniel Whiffen. He's having a very strong... He's actually now moved into the leading number one position there.
Yeah.
And I think this is, we're close on finishing that race now, aren't we, Damien?
He was third at 300 metres, second at 350, second at 400. And he's obviously decided now for this the latter stages of this, he's going to let the handbrake off.
So he's he's going for it.
Yeah, he's first at 450. And looking at it here, there's about 12 hundredths of a second between him and the chap that's in second. But listen, like we've touched upon, there is the element of trying to lay down a marker, maybe psychologically, for those that are going to be looking to contest the medals with you. Daniel Whiffen knows he has the ability to qualify for these finals and leave a certain level in the tank as well.
So it's just
a case of what the tactics are.
The confidence of the guy is incredible. Like, he's been very bold in his statements. He is going out to bring medals back on his flight back to Ireland in a couple of weeks.
And listen, I kind of admire the, like, you can, I think years ago we would have talked about that as arrogance, whereas now we talk about it as almost a sense of bullishness. And, you know, even like Kenneth Egan, who, you know, medaled for Ireland in Beijing back in 2008 in boxing, he has always talked about getting on the plane in Dublin to go to Beijing, not with the mindset of I'm going to try and win a medal, more with the mindset of I'm here to collect the medal that I know I've already secured. And I think Daniel Whiffen, with what he has done, is similar in terms of that mindset. Rhys McLennigan as well, you know, like Rhys is by a considerable stretch the favourite to win gold in the men's pommel horse. And again, to touch on what we alluded to a couple of minutes ago, the confidence that exists with
the
knowing
ambition,
the work
it?
That you've done.
Yeah, and it's matched the ambition to the hard work and the ethics and the values and the integrity and the passion they have for their country. And it's just like, let's go. We're coming home with medals here.
And it's also that case of, we have a generation of athletes who are competing at the international stage. And in the past, we would have struggled slightly to have done that. But we now have people that can do that. So we've Daniel Whiffen nearing the approach of the end of his race, and it's looking good for him. We will bring you the closing stages
of that in just a moment. We might just go live to it now. Let's take a listen to Daniel Whiffen.
I won't do the 10K if they take it out of the Seine. I want to swim in the river. He's the world champion in the men's 1500 and the 800. That was in Doha. The previous world championships were Fukuoka in Japan, where he finished fourth in both. But I tell you what, he's making a real mark and a name for himself here in this final heat. Winnington, though, is not dropping away as I expected after that fast start from the Australian. But Sam Short is some way back, but it's very controlled swim from Daniel Whiffen. It's been a great morning for the Irish swimmers here as well in Paris. This is the final race of the heats this morning, and it's going to be an Irish victory. Let's have a look at the time as well. 7:42.07. If he can beat that, he'll get the centre lane for the final. Whittington is finishing strongly, two lanes above him, but Whiffen should have enough in hand to go on and take victory here. But it's not about winning your heat, it's about setting the times. And he's looking at a 7:42.07. He's going to be well inside that. 7:41 maybe, yes. Fastest qualifier into the final,
Damien,
is Ireland's Daniel Whiffen.
Very, very impressive, strong swim there from Daniel Whiffen. What will that mean for his final and his lane positioning, and when can we look forward to that?
So basically, he will, like, that is going to be the fastest qualifying time, so he will be the centre lane, which, you know, swimmers will tell you that the closer you are to the centre, you're dealing with less drift and less impact from those that swim against you. So he will be ranked centre. So a a very, very impressive heat for him. So the time that he has been given, 7:41.53, won that considerably. So I'm waiting for the information. We have this very high tech information system here, and it's been working like really slick for me over the course of the day. So I will update you on when that final is in just one moment. Yeah, listen, you may have heard that there might be one or two technological issues taking place in Paris today. So listen, we'll keep talking, and I'll drop it in.
No worries. And we know, just very quickly, the men's hockey, they were out again this morning against Australia. They suffered a defeat 2-1.
Yeah, beaten 2-1, but again, all of these things are relative. Australia, silver medalists in Tokyo, they were beaten by Belgium, who were the gold medalists in Tokyo. So Ireland have had the two most difficult games of their pool. Four of the six teams in the pool advanced. They play India, Argentina and New Zealand. So I think they can still be somewhat confident of what will happen there. Daniel Wiffen's final tomorrow, 2:02 tomorrow evening.
We very much look forward to that. And what of Kelly Harrington? She's out later today at 2:46.
Yeah, so she's in round 16 of the women's 60K. She fights Alicia Messiano of Italy. She's beaten her previously. There's a lot of expectation on Kelly. Obviously, you know, when you are the reigning gold medalist, there is an extra weight of expectation, and there is a target on your back that everyone wants to dethrone you. The challenge Kelly has is obviously physically and mentally, she's 3 years further down the road than she was in Tokyo, and that field, that category in particular, has got far and far more competitive. But if she can win today, she's into the quarterfinals and she's fighting for a medal. So I think, do you know what's amazing as well? I think Jack Marley will have done so much for Kelly and the other boxers who are to come in the coming days, because it was like you want to be getting wins on the board, and no doubt he bounced back into the village last night, and it's up to her now to take the baton and carry that momentum on. So I think there's confidence that she will progress beyond that fight today.
And briefly and finally, since we're all experts now in badminton, we've that to look forward to tonight. Do you think we can get a win here?
I think he will. Yeah, Nat Wien, he faces Prince Dahal of Nepal. It's after 8:10 Irish time. It won't happen before that, but it could happen later based on the matches beforehand. He beat an Israeli opponent in his opening match. This Nepalese chap, there's quite a distance between them in the world rankings. The problem Nat has is there's so many pools in the badminton that only one player advances to the knockout stages. Nat has the current gold medalist and world number two, Victor Axelsen of Denmark. Nat is probably the second seed that most people would have wanted to avoid. The misfortune he has is he's drawn against one of the best players in the world. He'll win today, but he probably needs to pull off a shock against Axelsen on Wednesday in order to progress.
That's great. Lots of big early momentum for Team Ireland. That was RTÉ's Damian O'Mara. You can watch extensive coverage of all of that on RTÉ2 and the RTÉ Player every day. Back after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.